This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That this is a 13-year-old's voice.
She's amazing.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Brenda Lee. Yep. One of my all-time favorite Christmas songs.
It's iconic. It's so great. And then it's definitely one of the standards because people have done it numerous times over and over and over again.
But this is the best version. Gotta love Brenda Lee's version.
It's 7 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug is
was she
today.
The Taylor Swift of this generation, do you think, by the way?
Was she?
I don't know. You think she started
that our Roman Empire?
Was this her, was this one of her, like, I don't know, was this Brenda Lee's Taylor Swift era?
Mm-hmm. Well, name one more Brenda Lee song.
Can't, never mind, you're right, but I can name one more Taylor Swift.
Still, I can't get over the voice. 13 years old. I feel like James and I were just discussing this because we were searching her, James was searching her, and she's 78, living in Georgia, 13 when she laid down the vocals for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and she sounds like she's maybe late 20s who had
had a
lifestyle.
Little gargling with razor blades in there. I know. She has that beautiful sound, though. It reminds me, actually, forget Taylor Swift, but remember when Leanne Rimes started and she had that incredibly, like, soulful sound at such a young age, and everybody was like, oh, my gosh, she's the next Patsy Cline because she was so amazingly soulful. And, by the way, I think if Leanne Rimes had wanted to continue singing, I think that she could still be doing it today. It's just... You know, she started living life and acting and, you know, doing other things, but she didn't
realize that she was good at multiple things. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and when Leanne Rimes, speaking of on her, when Coyote Ugly came out, and what was her name?
Caribou?
Yes.
No.
Yes. So Leanne Rimes actually did the singing vocals for her, and she changed her voice so much that everybody was so surprised that, like, oh my gosh, that was actually Leanne Rimes singing, and then she belts out the song at the end of the movie. Such a great movie. That's craziness. Well, I guess we should talk about some news, some good news, bad news. You want to layer it in? Do you want good news first or bad news first?
Let's do good news first, soften it up, and then you can just lay the smack down on us.
And then hit him with one shot punch. All right, so there is a family in Ohio that celebrated an incredible Thanksgiving. They had a lot to be thankful for because the dad actually... was around for it. He received a liver and a kidney transplant. Wasn't expected to still be here for even as recent as this Thanksgiving. 2 years ago, John Montgomery, who's only 55, living in East Liverpool, Ohio, he unexpectedly lost 75 pounds without even trying. Went to the doctor to see what was going on, and he was in drastic liver and kidney failure. So he was placed on a deceased donor transplant list. His health continued to fail. He was hospitalized. Didn't really look like he was going to make it out of the hospital during, you know, this two-year period. And then the family started learning about living donor transplant. And immediately his two sons were like, we're on it. We'll do it. You know, one will do the liver, the other will do one of the kidneys.
Wow.
And they just hoped and prayed that they were a match. They were perfect matches. They had the surgery that was incredibly successful just a few months ago. And not only, whenever you're doing a living donor, you always think that, okay, well, what if I'm not a match? And then what if you are a match?
Right.
But what if the body rejects it?
Which there's so many issues. Yep.
So many issues. Well, the dad's body favored both of these transplants, and within a matter of weeks, everybody was back to living their lives, their regularly scheduled lives. The one of the sons is 25 years old and getting a PhD in med school right now. The other one's a 24-year-old dental student at another university, and really didn't even have to take
a doctor
off work.
And a dentist. These people did something right.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's really awesome.
And the two sons, they were very clear that, like, the dad never even asked them for the organs, that he almost tried to talk them out of it, and the sons were like, no, he is one of our best friends. We cannot imagine our life without him. And I think that when you're a parent with adult children, for them to say that you are one of their best friends,
mm-hmm.
I think that that's, like, the ultimate term of success in parenting.
Yeah.
When your adult children not only want to be around you, but yep. they call you one of their best friends. Yeah, you have a great relationship with your parents.
I do. And when you also think about it, I mean, this guy was only 55 or is only 55 years old. You have a lot of life ahead of you. If you can get there. So how sweet. What an amazing bond. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's probably going to have a nice long life now, hopefully. God love these people.
Exactly. Yeah. And the sons are hoping that others will look into becoming living donors, even if it's not somebody for their family personally. But if you have the ability to give a part of your organ, especially, what is it? We have two kidneys, then the liver. You only take a part of the liver because it can generate
itself. It regenerates, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's amazing.
Body's a pretty amazing thing. And the fact that he's got a kid that's also in med school, I mean, obviously I'm not disparaging the dentist, but yeah, I mean, you've got two kids that are doing amazing things, but I wonder if this is going to help incentivize the one going into medicine to go into something like this, if you can help all that many people.
That's very true. Yeah. All right. So, there is an obsession with true crime. Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whether it is like podcasts or documentaries or people reading books or the different things. Well, there was a South Korean woman who on Friday was sentenced to life in prison over a summertime murder that she committed because she was curious.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
No, see, I don't buy this. I don't buy that you commit murder just because you're curious about true crime. You commit murder because you're a nut. Who may like true crime, but I don't think you can blame. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, it's when people say, well, it's all the violent video games that make people so violent. Well, maybe it desensitizes us. There's an argument to be made. But there are plenty of people who play video games that don't go out and play Grand Theft Auto on the street.
Uh-huh.
So, like, obviously, there's a nut is what there is.
Yes. It's like two things can be true at once and neither can be true at the same time.
That's right.
The woman who is 23 years old, she loves true crime, became a little curious, and decided to hire on a tutor under the guise of being a young student needing some help. She contacted 54 different people, who were mostly women, on a tutoring app trying to get in touch with somebody who would take her on as a student. She is relatively short. She dressed in a uniform. And the judge, or no, a police spokesman, believed that the victim possibly mistook her for a middle school-age student.
Oof.
But also, why is a middle school-age student going to somebody's house unsupervised?
I know, that's also kind of bizarre, right?
Ugh, mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what? So she gets in the house and then off we go.
She gets in the house, does the deed that she was so curious about. And then after that, goes to the supermarket to purchase bins and bleach and then returns to the
residence. Yeah, because that always says innocent. Bins and bleach.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So clearly she's not obsessed enough to have done it properly. No, bad joke. I totally agree with
right.
you that. It's one. Well, if at first you don't succeed, no.
And then apparently she was Googling ways to get rid of the body. Also a big mistake, you know. If you're watching any real, if you're a real true crime fan, you know you don't go to the grocery store for bleach and you Google ways to get rid of body parts. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of those things where I think in today, not only today's society, but just society in general, we tend to put people in boxes of like, oh, well, this person did this because they like true crime. This person did this because they play video games. This person did this because they listen to rap music or heavy metal rock blasphemy. Like, no, not every, like, not everybody, not every gun owner is an irresponsible gun owner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In fact, most of the people who buy their gun the old-fashioned way are actually the most responsible because they respect the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Some other obsessions that people have in the world. Obsession with the royals. There's still a significant obsession with Princess Diana, who was just so iconic. What year was it that she passed?
I think it was 95, 96, something like that.
I remember being incredibly young, but still identifying. 97? Yeah. Okay, so I wasn't incredibly young. I was like 12, I think. But still remembering the significance of that moment and that time and how incredible she was and how beloved she was. And her blouse that she wore in an engagement portrait is going up for auction, and the lowest price it's expected is about $80,000. They think it could go as high as $100,000.
Wow. I believe it, though, but think about how, I mean, first of all, she was always iconic. People loved Diana. I mean, that was just
The
way she dressed, she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But
the first rule breaker. There were other rule breakers throughout the monarchy, definitely. But she changed how people looked at the royals, I think, and
she becoming humanized
with
them.
The people. She was one of the people.
And I think that was kind of the thing, is that she was the people's princess, I guess, if we were going to say a little borrow from the rock, the people's champion. But she was definitely the people's princess. And so everybody was kind of obsessed with her, and she was beautiful and she had all this. But I think now, after she's passed, you've got a lot of Hollywood stars, and Kim Kardashian comes to mind, that paid the hundreds of thousands of dollars for her jewel collection. She's got a bunch of Princess Diana's jewelry, necklaces, and that kind of thing. So, you think $100,000 for a blouse, or I'm sorry, a portrait, is like a big deal, but not to these collectors who have nothing but like money and time on their hands, probably.
Well, and this was, the blouse was off the rack, you know, oh, heaven forbid, Princess Diana chose something off the rack. But like, it was one of those things. And I feel like Kate Middleton kind of follows in her footsteps in this.
Absolutely. Yep. Same
set. She definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And there are other pieces, not just from Princess Diana. There's like an Apple PowerBook laptop, something from Sarah Jessica Parker's Sex and the City, Carrie Bradshaw character. This is going in December. It's 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old-fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now, get Bartesian's best holiday deal ever when you go to bartesian.com/radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best holiday deal ever. It's available right now only at bartesian.com/radio. That's bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best holiday deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/radio.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Good Day radio program. Some social media technology news, I feel like, is where we would get into right about now. And it's a lot. I mean, not a lot, a lot. But have you seen this, Jen, about Russia has put the communications director, Andy Stone, on a wanted list?
Does not surprise me. I was just reading through it today. I am not surprised because anybody who stands up for free speech or who they might think is spreading fake news is probably not a fan of Russia.
Well, and then if that's the theory, then most users would be on this one
also
list for spreading. Yeah. So, yeah, Russia has deemed, or Russian authorities, I should say, have deemed Meta as a terrorist and extremist organization, opening the way for possible criminal proceedings against Russian residents using the platforms of Meta. So that's Facebook and Instagram. But my question is, why was Andy Stone targeted? The communications director.
It's an interesting one. I wonder if there's like something more, because they didn't release a lot of details about why him in particular. Mm-hmm. But I do think that the Russians obviously are very afraid because they're different than China. China doesn't allow all the outside media access that Russia does. In many ways, Russia actually is westernized to some extent. So their people can see what's going on. And so it's a constant thing to control the messaging because they want... The sale is that Russia is fighting to protect its property, which Ukraine has seized, right? And so if you have too much interaction to the outside world, you're going to have a lot of citizens who are questioning what the heck's going on, especially the more and more soldiers that are dying in that conflict. So,
yeah.
I would imagine Meta and Twitter and all of the other platforms are not that popular because they're showing different images that are probably making a lot of people ask a lot of questions.
Well, and apparently they were really popular prior to the Russian invasion.
Yeah.
Here's the real kicker. So Andy Stone was put on a wanted list, one of the most wanted lists for Russia, because of all of this back in February 2022.
Hmm.
He's been on this list, and we're only just now finding out about this.
I wonder
November
what it was.
2023.
Was it something he said? Something I said? Now, here's the little note to Andy Stone. Don't be a hero. Don't travel to Russia. Just... stay away, because they'll use you as a political prisoner.
Like, oh, maybe we can talk it out. No. Well, what was it? In April, not this past April, the April before 2022, Russia also formally barred Meta CEO Zuckerberg from even entering the country. Hmm. I'm pretty sure Mark Zuckerberg is like, well, darn.
I know. Oh, but I really wanted to go to Russia and fight for my life. Darn it.
And, okay, I have to say, though, I think that when it comes to languages, I would love to learn Russian. I think it is one of those beautiful, passionate languages.
You and Bernie Sanders. Bernie's like, this is great. Bring it on. He honeymoons there, didn't he, in Russia?
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. Other tech news, switching over to X, FKA Twitter. Elon Musk is in Israel. He's going to be meeting with President Herzog to discuss the background of how the ongoing war with Hamas is dealt with in social media.
Really,
and this meeting
important,
is closed
actually.
To the media.
It's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big deal for this tour because he is going to be given access to some of the videos that a lot of members, many members of the media have seen now, those gruesome images. He's going to be given a tour of the neighborhoods that are now just empty, that were just wiped out by Hamas. So as far as messaging goes, which unfortunately is what these wars come down to, I think it's important for them to see what happened. Until you connect with it personally, it's hard for any of us to understand.
Well, and especially because as we've discussed numerous times, anti-Semitism is on the rise. There is so much rhetoric going on online, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia. It is everywhere. So it'll be interesting to see what we find out from this closed meeting. It's 28 after the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has announced they are seeking to extend a 4-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. A 4-day ceasefire began between Israel and Hamas on Friday, allowing needed aid to enter Gaza and a hostage exchange. A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages were released by the terrorists Hamas. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted hundreds of hostages still remain in Hamas custody. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, the Good Day radio program.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never want to stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top.
Jonas Brothers on today's Doug Steffens Good Day radio program. Doug will be back before we know it. I'm Jake Kirshner. She's Jennifer Horn. DJ Jazzy James Collins coming out of the studio in Texas. And Giving Tuesday is upon us. It is basically here. It is Giving Tuesday
when we get Tuesday. All
charitable. I know, I do too, especially because you have the Black Friday, Shop Local, Support Small Business Saturdays, which I feel like rolls into Sunday, Cyber Monday. And then it's like, okay, you have some funds left, hopefully. Let's figure something out. And there are so many ways that you can give that doesn't even have to be monetary. Like, you can give back and lend a helping hand to people in your own neighborhood. You can volunteer at homeless shelters. There are, of course, charitable donations where you can give to different kinds of charities, I always recommend looking into the charity to make sure if you are donating money, how much of your dollar is actually going to the donation.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of these so-called charities are real top-heavy, and you've got people who are making a lot of money at the top, and mm-hmm. all of, they have the fancy office spaces, and they have all of that stuff going on, and then you wonder how much of your money actually makes it through. And so many of those foundations have gotten in trouble over the last, probably 5-10 years where people have done like some in-depth tracking of where the dollars go. And you can be, you're really surprised as to where some of that money ends up. So definitely follow through. The one that I love the most, just to give them a little pitch, because I think they do a great job, is Tunnel to Towers. And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're a fantastic charitable organization. They are A++ rated. All of the money goes back to, I think, like a very small percentage goes to paying their staff. And it's from Frank Siller, whose brother died during 9/11 running into New York. He ran in through the tunnel and died in the tower collapse, which is why they call it Tunnel to Tower. And so they build houses. They take over mortgages for people who have come home from war catastrophically injured or who have lost their lives serving. They're also really good with police and fire, as well as the veterans. And they're really, I know the people there. They are tremendous people. And, yeah. I can't recommend them highly enough. But everybody needs to find their own passion project. You just have to follow it through a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and just look into it, see what it really is all about. Because, like you said, a lot of it's surface-level stuff, and then it's top-heavy. You can donate or volunteer at food banks, volunteer at a dog shelter, go to a pet shelter, and just give some fur babies some snuggles. You can sponsor a family. Even as simple as donating old clothes, like that are still in good use, like not something that's just super trashed and has holes everywhere. But donating old clothes, how often do we clean out our
major
closets?
Cleaning frenzy this weekend. So I can't even tell you how much stuff I got rid of. Like, it was disgusting. There is something about me. I hold on to clothes. I think we all probably know what that is. And I thought, you know what? I'm just letting it go. If it doesn't quite fit right or if it doesn't, you know,
I feel like we hold on to the memory.
Same look. I think so. I think that's it. And then also I love to have choices. You know, we all love to have choices, but I'm like, you know what? We're making room. And I got rid of so many, I mean, bags and bags of stuff. And I don't know if this is like this everywhere, but if you're like me and you have donations and you're going to drive them someplace, they sit in your car for like 12 years before you actually donate them.
Mm-hmm.
The Vietnam Veterans Society of America will come to your house, give you a receipt, and pick up all your stuff and take it to local stores for resale or to their shops, or they'll donate them to people who actually need them if they think they can't sell them. So I really like using them because they come and pick it up so that you don't have to drive around with it for 12 years in your car.
That's great. Oh, my goodness. Yes. There are times where, I mean, sometimes it takes me a year just to get it from a corner of my room into.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. That's why to have somebody who will actually come and pick it up and it'll go to good use, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all the more reason to get involved. Giving Tuesday, there's always one way or another you can do things, even if it's making holiday cards for veterans or sending them to anybody who is going to be overseas for the holidays and doesn't get to be with their family, helping seniors in assisted living facilities. Again, there are so many ways to help this Giving Tuesday. Flags are at half staff, or they should be, although am I the only one that gets offended when flags are supposed to be at half staff and they aren't?
Yeah, what's going on? Why? What happened?
Well, for Rosalind Carter. So.
Joe
Biden signed the proclamation
today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So they've been flying at half staff beginning on. They began on November 25th, and they will continue until her burial on Wednesday, the 29th.
Yeah.
And, whatever.
That's appropriate.
I think it is too. And I guess it's maybe one of those things, if you have one in your own front yard by a personal choice, I guess it's your own personal choice whether you want to fly at a half staff or whatnot. But it's one of those, like, quote unquote patriotic duties that if you have a flag and it's, you know, you're supposed to fly at a half staff, especially for someone as fantastic and magnificent as Rosalind Carter. I mean,
you know, it's interesting though, people I think who privately have their flags, I mean, obviously we expect more from like public places, but
And it's a lot of businesses that I've been seeing that have been missing it. Yeah, that's where I get offended, when it's a business and they keep it fully up and it's like, wait a second.
But so many people mishandle their flags. They don't light them at night. They don't take them down at night. I don't even know. I bet you if we went out and did man on the street interviews, I don't think that many people know that there's a special handling for flags, especially younger people now. I'm not sure if they even, I don't know. James, you're our young person on the staff. Do you know the special ways to handle a flag?
You know, I'm sure it's one of those things that we went over.
It's supposed to be folded?
Yeah, yeah, it's folded. And you usually have to have a lot of people. You fold it, and then you fold it over like 18 times over or something like that. Like, if I couldn't do the process, but I could recognize it, you know?
What about, never touch, you know, it has to be lit, right?
Yeah, no, you're never supposed to, like, you know, set fire to a flag at all under any circumstances. Don't you get, like, 15 years in jail if you do that or something?
Not anymore. It's a protest now.
It's like pulling off the mattress.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, do either of you know this? There is somebody, a neighbor, who has six American flags, kind of in
Magic Mountain.
I was about to say, like the eastern part.
No, and here's the thing. Here's why I can't find the answer. So it's in a curved, it's kind of like a half circle, not quite a half circle, it's kind of curved. It's six U.S. flags, and then one flag sitting kind of like more in the center, and they're all lit, and they have this in their yard, and they're all on poles. And whenever I try to Google to see what the, what?
Is the center flag something recognizable?
It's another American flag.
Oh, okay.
They're all, seven U.S. flags, and six of them are in the back in kind of a curved shape, and then the seventh one is in the front, middle. And whenever I try to Google it, Six Flags the Amusement Park comes up, because I'm always like, what's the significance of six flags, six American flags? If you know this, please let us know. Hit up social media, Good Day Network, Instagram. If you know the answer to this, I've never seen anything like
that. I guess
it
would be someone, maybe somebody passing, or the number of people, is that maybe something like that? I don't know, or marking battles.
I don't know. And it's a privately owned home. It's, and this is what they have.
For me,
855-999 Doug.
Yeah.
Call if you know the answer.
It sounds like they're just very patriotic. I mean, hey, listen, if that's cool too.
They're like,
better than one flag.
Six. Seven flags. That's right. That's
one
better.
Big flag surrounded by six smaller American flags. Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. It is absolutely beautiful, but I wasn't sure.
We do. Well, we are very lucky, because I think our flag is probably the most beautiful flag of all of the. Don't you think? I mean, we're so lucky. It's just beautiful, and the stars and the stripes, and it's meaningful, and it's beautiful. I don't know. I always, not only am I proud of our flag because I love our country, even as crazy as it gets, but, like, it's actually a beautiful flag. I mean, I'm not going to name any countries, but there are a few out there that are pretty, like, ew.
Really? A little questionable.
Yeah.
The color combinations don't go as well. Well, I love, one of the things I like about the U.S. flag, too, is the marriage between past and present, where you have the 13 stripes for the 13 original colonies, along with the 50 stars for the 50 states. It's just, it's great. Go on
well
and on about this.
So, do all states have their own flags? All states have their own flags, right?
U.S. states, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know in Texas, Texas has a lot of pride. We have a lot of pride, like, doing everything. Do you guys also have state pledges?
No, okay, so this is weird, because my co-host actually lives in Texas in the LA show.
Yeah.
And he always talks about the Texas pledge and gets it confused with the real pledge sometimes, because it's very close, apparently. How does the Texas pledge go?
Okay, it's honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I've had to say it.
I think that's weird.
It's extremely
close. And so what we did in all the way through school is we did the American pledge, and then we do the Texas pledge right after, and then like a moment of silence for everyone. And then I would talk to other people. I went to school up in Arkansas, and I talked to other people about that, and they said, that's weird, dude.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Well, so I just had to do a quick Google search, and apparently every state does have its own pledge.
What?
But I guess Texas is the only one that actually practices it.
Or maybe one of
Ohio.
I know in California. I couldn't tell you the California pledge. I don't know.
Ohioans, I salute the flag of the state of Ohio and pledge to the Buckeye State respect and loyalty. Jen, California is not listed. I guess California does not have one.
I told you. I'm like, if California has one, yeah. I don't know it.
California.
Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky,
it goes along
Louisiana,
with
Michigan. So not every state has one. Well, we learn something new every day.
So interesting.
Thank you, Dr. Google, and thank you, Jazzy James.
Yeah, James.
All right, so somebody who's not having a good time right now, the Syracuse Ballet dancers were fired ahead of the Nutcracker because there was a strike happening. And the Syracuse Ballet was like, fine, we'll find someone. How often have we heard this, though? Like, if you don't want to do your job, we'll find someone else to do
we'll
it.
Find someone else.
Ballet
we'll find
is like, we will. There is somebody else that wants to take your place.
So were they went on strike and then they lost their job? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was an ongoing, they went on strike. They walked off the job, and at least 5 full-time dancers were terminated after they demanded changes in working conditions and artistic direction. So that's not like they were actually even asking for more money. They were asking for changes in working conditions, artistic direction, and then a couple others who were not full-time. We're let go
Here's
as well.
The thing. Before you go on strike, you better be sure that your employee really likes the job that you're doing. Because if you go on a so-called strike and your employer doesn't really like them, on to the next, please. Especially if you're only like 5 ballerinas from the Nutcracker, you know? You gotta have a little power.
Yeah, and this is the Nutcracker time of year. Like, if you don't have the Nutcracker, what do you have? What have you been working so hard for all this time?
Do you like it?
It's what?
Are you a Nutcracker fan?
The Nutcracker? I remember going. I cannot tell you much about it. I remember going when I was little. It was one of our annual things that we do year after year. I can tell you what I wore. I can tell you the car right there. I cannot tell you a thing about the ballet. I think because I fell asleep. I was little.
Yeah. It's a little snoozing. I don't know.
I fell asleep a
bunch. You know, maybe I'm not cultured enough for a ballet. I had never seen it live, and I took my my cousin's kid, we went a couple years ago. She was like 3 years old. So it was fun to watch her watch like all the spectacle and the costumes and stuff were fun. But
yeah,
I can't say I need to do
what
it every
they
year.
Do. Yeah. Just let me watch the movie Center Stage. I'm good with that. That's all the ballet I need in my life.
<That's it.
laughs> Although, give me a musical theater any day of the week. It's 48 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus. Plus, a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug is not here right now. I'm Jay Kirshner, joined by Nick Miles, our auto expert. You can also find him at ourautoexpert.com. Nick, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
I always love talking to you and hearing what's going on in the automotive world. And I feel like today's stories are extra exceptional, if you will. What do you have for us?
I feel badly for the owner of these two dogs in Houston, Texas. These dogs were caught on video, and the video has gone viral, destroying cars in the dealership lot. And the total amount isn't actually hasn't been named by the adjusters, but it's somewhere north of $350,000 of damage that these two dogs did to several different cars on the dealership lot. They caught it on video and posted it online. And once we sort of trying to work out why were these dogs just attacking random cars, it seemed like a little kitty had taken refuge under the cars and was running from car to car, and these dogs were just determined to chase out this cat. And in the chasing, they managed to rip tires, rip pieces of hydrocarbon plastic moldings off of the car, and do a huge amount of damage.
Oh my goodness. Now, because it was no humans or anything were harmed, will these dogs be okay? I know sometimes when dogs get into stuff, it, heaven forbid, they, a lot of times they get put down. Are these dogs okay?
Yeah, I mean, the dogs are fine. The interesting thing is, of course, the human is responsible for the dogs, just like you'd be responsible for any animal that does damage. But there's a bit of a weird situation in the law, because you can only charge the person that did the damage with a criminal offense. And so these dogs potentially could face criminal offenses. I'm not quite sure how they defend themselves in court, but ultimately they are facing a little bit of prosecution. And it really comes down to, if you're going to own a dog, be responsible. I'm sure the owner didn't.
Yeah, how are these dogs even getting out? Mm-hmm.
Right. And then why was the owner not missing these dogs in the middle of the night when they were doing the damage? Because I can tell you, as soon as my dogs are not in the house, I know immediately.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Daisy's not even, she's never even outside for any period of time by herself, my little girlfriend. And then, of course, with the cat, they need to find the kitty cat and give the kitty cat a better home away from these dogs, too.
Right. I'm not sure if it was a dealership cat. That isn't that information wasn't imparted by the Houston Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no sign of the cat. I'm sure the cat is sitting on a roof somewhere, licking its paws, going, "Ha ha, got you,
suckers." All right. So, what is coming out of buying a new car in Amazon?
So we're looking at Amazon, and announced at the LA Auto Show last week that they were going to start selling Hyundais, and so you can order the car. I, of course, my mind immediately went to, what's the package going to look like? How muscly is the driver going to be when he delivers your brand new Hyundai? And how big is the box? But unfortunately, they have announced.
You just assemble yourself.
Yeah, no, it's not quite the IKEA version, but however, it is the it is going to be picked up at a dealership, which I think is highly disappointing, because I just like to see Amazon deliver a car in a big box outside my house.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you you shop online and you do everything like you would normally do when you buy stuff online, you have to go to the dealership to pick the car up, which I guess in a sense is a good thing, because you want somebody to physically show you how it all works, and you want someone to pay your phone for you. You know, do all the things that we can't do ourselves as human beings when we buy a new car. And then it's nice to have somewhere that you actually take the car to have it serviced as well. But this is going to be the way of the future. If you look at a lot of car companies like Nissan and Mini, they're actually starting to switch to online sales, because most people do all their research and stuff online. I still say that test driving is something you have to do for every new car. I can't imagine buying a car online and test driving it. Even if you buy clothes online, you can usually get a free 7-day period in which you try the clothes on to see if they fit. I'm not sure buying a car online for me is something that I would be satisfied with. At least I have to take it for a test drive before I depart with a huge amount of money.
Yeah, well, that's what Carvana, they bring the car to you, and you still get the opportunity to test drive it for, like, what, I think it's 30 to even 45 minutes before you bring the car back, and the person just kind of waits out in the truck and to see if they even like it or not. But, yeah. You have to go on all
the
different
terrains. Yeah, the Carvana, there's a lot of videos that made it online from Carvana where they've accidentally dropped the vehicles off the back of the truck when they've been delivering, and so there's a whole bunch of those out there.
Or it gets stuck in the conveyor, not the conveyor belt. What's the...
The pod, where it's...
Big machine.
Big Pez.
So that they... It's like the gumball machine for cars. Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely.
So that's the way of the future, buying a car on Amazon. Nick, thank you so much.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.